You know, if it was much closer than it was, I could see giving it to Stafford. I could. If it was much closer. It's not that close. It's really not. If touchdown passes is all you care about, because they have the same amount of picks now, right? They finished the season with the same amount of interceptions, I believe. I'll go and double check that. But I think that's where they ended up. The case for Drake May over Stafford is a pretty easy one and doesn't rely on stuff like, well, Drake May's young and he'll get back there again. Like, that's not a reason. That's not a reason to do anything. Who knows if Drake May's ever going to be an MVP candidate again? I don't know that. You don't know that. Nobody knows that. They both threw 8 interceptions, okay? So, you know, Stafford has more touchdowns. Sure. There is one aspect of this whole debate that I think Patriots fans, and we'll have a reckoning for it here in just a minute. But Drake May has him in completion percentage. He has him in total yards, pass and rush. Has him in passer rating, has him in quarterback rating. All the efficiency and advanced metrics point to May by a significant amount. May's rushing production is to Stafford's non-existent. Stafford has 1 rushing yard this year. Drake May has 450 and 4 touchdowns. May's efficiency, and not just his efficiency, but his impact on the team and the way that they won games this year, makes this really a no-brainer in my opinion. And I know that there's people who still cling to the traditional stats, and if you want to do that, fine. But if you want to talk about who was more valuable, I said this before, if you put Drake May on the Rams, that's a 16-1 team, probably. If you put Stafford on the Patriots, I don't know what they are. I do think, though, that one element of this whole discussion that has, I'll admit, it's gotten away from me, too, but Patriots fans love to throw it out there and then don't really want to elaborate, is the supporting cast argument. Because it's real. I mean, it's a real argument. There's no doubt that Matthew Stafford has the superior supporting cast. But when Patriots fans start going down that road, they get dangerously close to being like, and Drake May doesn't have anything. And that's not true. But you compare those weapons to what they have there in L.A., right? I mean, I said, you know, Davante Adams, Puka Nacua, run game that was really, really strong all year long as opposed to the Patriots, who was kind of spotty in the first 3 quarters of the season before the end there with their run game. Matthew Stafford has a much, much superior supporting cast. But I feel like Patriots fans want to have their cake and eat it too a little bit. And I'd throw myself in with this too. I'm critiquing myself here a little bit. Because while we all want to say that, you know, Drake May is so good, do you really want to say that a supporting cast isn't? Is that where we are? Is that where we are as a fan base? Like, we're not Travion Henderson and Hunter Henry and Diggs and the great season he had and Booty and, you know, Mac Hollins and all these guys who had very good, yeah, they had strong seasons. Well, what are they? Is it a good supporting cast or a bad supporting cast or just mediocre? If you want to say it's mediocre, okay, you can straddle the fence, I guess. But I feel like mediocre is even a little bit of a, for a 14-win team, really, just mediocre? Okay, all right. There's some guys with good numbers this year. And I think where the divide happens is you look at Adams, who is an established superstar in the league and has been great with, you know, various different quarterbacks. I mean, one of them was Aaron Rodgers in his prime, so maybe maybe that's a little different too. But he was good on the Raiders, you know, he's been good everywhere. Adams is just a straight-up good player. But you look at, you know, you look at what the Patriots are dealing with, and outside of Diggs and Hollins, a lot of the same people in that offense, which last year we all said this offense is crap, right? This offense sucks. Drake May has nothing. He's got nothing to work with here. And I think you throw in Josh McDaniels. Okay, well, that's a part of it too. And I know Cam Newton made that argument. Well, now he's got a real offensive coordinator. 2 things there. Number 1, Matthew Stafford has Sean McVay. And every person who's ever worked for Sean McVay got a head coaching job. So Sean McVay is pretty well respected, I'd say, in circles when it comes to offense and developing players and quarterbacks and all that other stuff. So, you know, spare me that. Number two, Cam Newton. Josh McDaniels, your offensive coordinator. Well, right, didn't you? Wasn't he? I think he was. And he wrung every last bit of production he could out of your carcass in that season there in New England. But I just found it ironic, I guess, that here's Newton going on and on about, well, it's the system, really. He's a system quarterback. Not me, Cam Newton. I'm not a system quarterback. Oh, but yeah, the guy, the system that's turned Drake May into this MVP candidate, what did that make you? I think he had 5 touchdowns and 10 picks that year. Like, he was crap that year. And he still thinks he can play. It's the other thing. He thinks he can play, and I think I heard him say today that he could coach the Bengals. He's like, I'll coach the Bengals. Everyone's like, okay, Cam. All right, man, you know, whatever. But, yeah, it's just Cam. I said I wrote in the rundown today, I was like, I don't want to talk about Cam Newton and what he said, but I feel like I had to at least say something about that. Either way, Drake May is the MVP, but he's not going to be. He's just not going to be. It's going to be Stafford, and for the third year in a row, they're going to give the MVP to the wrong guy. It should have been Allen 3 years ago. It should have been Jackson last year, and this year it should be Drake May, and for 3 straight years, it's going to go to the wrong guy. And I think that sucks. I do. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe the voters' hearts will grow 3 sizes that day like the Grinch, but I just don't think so. I think it's going to be Stafford, and I think it's going to be for those reasons Tom Brady just told you.
No bueno, guy.
And those are that's no reason to vote for anybody for anything. Like, you know, can we make this a football award? And not, well, you know, come on. Come on, man. He really should get it. No, he shouldn't. Not if he's not the best quarterback. Yeah, Joe.
Well, you know who does believe in that, and what you're saying is J.J. Watt.
Oh, yes.
We've got that clip. Listen to J.J. Watt, why he thinks Drake May is the MVP.
My thing is valuable. If you took that guy off of their team, which team drops down further? And I mean, for me right now, I feel like if you take Drake May off the Patriots, they're dropping further down right now. As great as Matthew Stafford's playing, Sean McVay, Puka Nacua, Devontae Adams, you can kind of piecemeal it together with the Rams.
Agreed. I agree. I think that's a big part of it. But it's also one that I think Patriots fans have to chill out a little bit. You know, like, yeah, it's a better situation over there. But if you're really going to hammer that point, you are kind of taking a hacksaw here to this offense. And I just, you know, I'm not sure that's exactly right. I'm not sure that's exactly right. It's a myriad of other things, but that's one thing I keep hearing. And it's like, okay, well, you know, if you want to go that way. The weapons argument was a viable one last year. Absolutely. He had no weapons. Now he's got 2 new ones. I guess 3 if you want to count Henderson. Who he hasn't passed to a lot this year, but, you know, he's been part of the run game, so fine. You'd throw him in there too. So you got 3 new weapons. And suddenly they're the best team in the league. So, I don't know. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's go to the phones. JP and MP. Go ahead, buddy.
I got to give you one of my fears.
Let's hear it.
I'm listening to my favorite radio station one night, and the co-host is gone. Then I tune in again, and my favorite host is gone. So it can happen, but thank God you guys, excuse me, are there. I got an idea for a new segment.
Hold on, JP, who are you talking about? Are you talking about me?
Yeah, when you and Jones got tuned in one night, you're gone. The next night, you're gone. A few years ago.
Right, of course. I'm sorry. I wasn't sure what you were talking about there. But yes, okay, I remember now. you just sparked that memory. I completely forgot that all happened, JP. Anyway, go ahead.
I should have went Ryan and Weymouth with aliens. Sorry.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Got an idea, I think, in the, you know, the history you've had. You've got the dungeon, the Dong Report. Mm-hmm. How about a new segment once a week, the sinkhole? And you just talk about who had the worst performance from the week before. What athlete's performance went downhill? Who's batting the worst? Could be an idea.
JP, it's a great idea. Mark that down. Take a note, the sinkhole. Let's keep it in Rhode Island. Albert is in Rhode Island. Hi, Albert.
How you doing?
What's up?
Christian.
Yes?
So, the New York Giants, right, who aren't really an NFL football team, they won as many games against teams over 500 as the New England Patriots. Now, I know that the victim mentality in New England, it's not our fault. We didn't make the schedule. It's not our fault. Don't blame us. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. Okay, we know that.
Good impression.
No one has to be a victim. Uh-huh. No one has to be a victim. But the fact is, you're not really strong because you go to the gym and you outlift a 60-year-old woman, right? Just like you're not really fast if you beat a fat slob in a race. You played the worst schedule in 23 years mm-hmm. of NFL football. That is a fact you can't refute. So you do not deserve the MVP because you beat up on special ed teams. Because competition does matter. I still think it's a sport, and they still keep score. And competition matters. The best team you beat was the Buffalo Bills. And we know it's the worst Bills team in at least 8 years. You thought Tampa was good. They're not good. Okay, they're not. You thought Atlanta was good. They're not good. No one was good. So why would you get the MVP?
Buffalo's not good? Buffalo's not good, Albert?
Buffalo is fine. They're fine. They're fine. They're a fine team. They're good. They're fine. They're a seven. What are they, a seven seed and a horrible comp? They're a seven seed.
So, six seed.
They're fine. Six seed. Okay, they're going to get their ass kicked. They're fine. But you also were up by 21 points against them, and they came back and they beat you. True. So the one fine team you played, you blew a three-touchdown lead. And you, he's the MVP. No, he's not, because you didn't play anyone.
Did you see the other games? I mean, like, did you see? Listen, I'm not. You believe what you want to believe, but a lot of teams played those bad teams that Drake May played and didn't do. A lot of quarterbacks, they didn't do what he did against those teams. And listen, this is an argument that's not going to go anywhere. Albert in Rhode Island, he speaks for a lot of people. I just think you're wrong, and I think that the numbers bear that out. Competition is what it is, and you said it. I mean, listen, the victim mentality, it's the truth. The Patriots got that schedule because they were a bad team. And that was with Drake May last year. They were a bad team. And this year, they're a good team, and they're a good team because Drake May has been the best quarterback in the league. That's why I think he should be the MVP.